Tennessee has one of the highest rates in the nation of an infectious disease that's killing far more Americans than any other. A new map shows that 2.5% of all Tennesseans had or currently has the hepatitis C virus, which predominantly affects the liver. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovic reports.
The new interactive site shows that Tennessee's rate of HCV is twice the national average. Epidemiologist Patrick Sullivan led the scientific team behind the HepView map at Emory University. He says the information should be used to increase public awareness and screenings for the disease.
The process would be that if someone's screened and has antibodies, then they would have further evaluation to see if they have a chronic infection. And if so, they could be moved into treatment.
But moving people into treatment isn't that easy. Many don't know they're HCV positive. And while today the disease most commonly spreads among injection drug users, baby boomers are actually 5 times more likely to be infected. The virus is deadlier than the next 60 most infectious diseases combined, including HIV and tuberculosis. But awareness alone won't curb the problem.
As long as the medications are as expensive as they are, insurance companies, you know, whether private or public, the access is going to be limited due to the price tag.
Dr. Carolyn Wester heads the Tennessee Health Department's viral hepatitis program and is referring to what she calls game-changing new drugs. The treatment is much shorter and significantly more effective. But it now starts at $84,000, or $1,000 per pill. The state's Medicaid officials say treating just their recipients with HCV would run them over $1.6 billion, more than double what they spend on all drugs. Gilead Sciences, the California lab that makes the revolutionary antiviral drugs, helped finance the state-by-state map. A spokesperson tells WPLN the data will give policymakers and public health professionals a better understanding of the burden of hepatitis C in their communities. But the company that underwent a congressional probe for its pricing of the HCV treatment shows no signs of bringing down the cost. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.